Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. And there is a lot going on. Even if it's a little bit hard to get excited about it following the incredible triumph of the U.S. Women's National Team in the World Cup, there is actually a lot going on. Let's start the day at Wimbledon, the tennis tournament in England that starts at 8 a.m. on ESPN. The action that was scheduled to take place today was four women's quarterfinal matchups, and we're going to get them, but we also have one men's match to finish. The match between Novak Djokovic, the number one ranked player in the world, and a relatively unknown South African, Kevin Anderson, who played his college tennis in the United States, is still stuck at two sets even. Anderson surprised Djokovic and won the first two sets, both on tiebreaks, and Djokovic came back and won the second two sets before it got dark. That's right, if it gets dark at Wimbledon, they just stop, and they take up the game the next day. So that's what's going to happen at 8 a.m. Also starting at 8 a.m. is Maria Sharapova against American Coco Vandeweghe. There are actually three American women left in the quarterfinals, so that's three of eight. It's pretty exciting. It's a good week of sports for American women. After their game is done, we'll see Serena Williams play against Victoria Azarenka. There are lesser-known names on the other side of the quarterfinal. In fact, I find them a little hard to pronounce. It's Garbine Muguruza of Spain against Timea Bacinski of Switzerland. And after that, Madison Keys of the United States against Agnieszka Radwanska of Poland. My ancestors would not be happy with me. Anyway, that's Wimbledon, ESPN, 8 a.m. Also starting early at 8 a.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network is the Tour de France. It's stage four of the Tour de France, and for the first time, the race will actually move into France. So far, it's been in Belgium. This morning's stage will feature seven different areas of cobblestone roads that these bicyclists have to ride over on their tiny little skinny fast racing tires. This is really incredibly dangerous and probably won't be looked on very kindly by the racers after yesterday's stage, stage three, when there was a giant crash that wiped out about 20 cyclists and sent four of them home. There's a large number of professional baseball games on, I think 17 in all. Some teams are playing twice, there's a bunch of doubleheaders. But if I had to watch one, the one I would watch is the Cincinnati Reds playing at the Washington Nationals at 7 p.m. on regional cable. The Nationals' starting pitcher, Max Scherzer, has been on a hot streak lately and has had one no-hitter and flirted with at least one more. At 9:30 p.m. on Fox Sports 1, the U.S. men's national soccer team gets their turn. It's not a World Cup, it's the Gold Cup, which is the Caribbean, Central American, and North American regional championship. But it works pretty much like the World Cup, except with lesser competition. The tournament starts with a group stage. The U.S. is in a group with Honduras, Haiti, and Panama, and they play their first game against Honduras tonight at 9:30 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. Aside from the United States, Honduras is actually probably the strongest team in this group, although their strategy is very, very defensive. They basically like to park the bus, or just play defense, as they say in soccer circles. It won't be as exciting as the women's game, but it's still pretty good soccer. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fans Sports Forecast for Tuesday, July 7th, 2015. You can find me on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.